James, what's happening, man?
Yeah, what's going on, man? I'm sorry about that. I was in the middle of checking my exam or whatever, my physical exam for my medical card. But like I was saying, so how does it work? I'm approved. Could I go to anywhere? I don't have to necessarily go to utility or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll just do the courtesy and give Sean a heads up. But he might actually have some reefer trailers. I think they do. I'm not sure though. But yeah, you can go wherever you need to go.
I give them the heads up if I choose to go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? But I was just asking, is it good for anywhere? It ain't not just utility trailer.
No, your approval's attached to you and your business, attached to your business, really. So, you can go wherever you need to. Not a problem.
Okay.
You're not limited by any means.
The approval is what, you say around
$31,000? It can go higher. Let me see something. Let me look at your approval, actually, because usually what happens is they'll have a variance. Like a 10% variance, so you should be able to go up to 33,000, I believe. But let me double check. I don't want to give you the wrong information, that's for sure.
Yeah, because I don't want it to go up if I choose to get a refi. I want it to stay the same. You understand what I'm saying? If I'm gonna get paid that much, I may as well buy a refi.
Well, that's your payback amount. I mean, as far as your actual approval amount, I can go up to probably 35,000 or so. I mean, it's for a startup. Usually, I can go anywhere from 30 to 35,000 for a startup.
Basically, let me get the legit amount so I know what I'm looking for, just in case I want to change my mind. Because if I can go, if it's 35,000, I can fuck around and get a brand new fucking reefer. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no point of playing with it if my limitations are that much.
Okay. No, I know what you're saying, but I mean, your payment would still go up. You understand that, though, right? Your payment would go up based off the loan amount. Because right now, your payment is, 6/20/13, I believe. That's what we came up with. I'm sorry, 6/30/12 is what I was able to get it down to from the 702 or 703.54. So, I mean, if you go up to... if you just doubled that, for example, if you doubled the 13,000, you went up to 26, you'd be looking at a payment of like 1,260 per month. So your approval, the payment right now for the 6/30/12 is based off $13,314. What you're thinking of is just the payback amount. You're thinking of the payback amount, not the actual approval amount.
Oh, so I'm only approved for 13,000, basically.
Well, you can go up to probably 35,000, I believe. I'd say 30,000 for sure.
I don't want the payment to change.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as the payment of 620, keep messing that payment up. 6/30/12. That is for $13,314. So yeah, if the equipment cost goes up or down, then the payment will change based off that.
Oh, okay. So it really, I can't really just go for a refund if I want this to go up that high.
Yeah, it would make the payment go up based off the actual equipment cost.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. So I know which way to go with it. Okay, then. All right. I appreciate it, man.
You too, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.